Today's recording is sponsored by Jenna and Avi Sadaka in honor of the birthday of their son, Ilan Zalman. May he grow to be a chassid Yerushalayim and a lamdan and all good things physical and spiritual. Mr. Rogers told many times the following story, which he saw firsthand. Parents came home from the hospital with a newborn baby. And as soon as they arrived home with the newborn baby, their older child, a four-year-old, looking at the baby, the first thing the child, the four-year-old, said is, "Please, I want to be alone in a room with the baby." And the parents were a little taken aback. They were a little surprised at this four-year-old's request. And they said to him, "Why don't you first give a kiss and hug the baby and spend some time?" And the four-year-old's like adamant, "No, I want to be alone in the room with the baby." He said, "I have to be alone in the room with the baby." And of course, the parents were a little concerned. They didn't know. What is the four-year-old? Is he jealous? You know, maybe it could be dangerous to leave the four-year-old and the baby by himself. But he absolutely wouldn't let up. He was insistent that he wanted to be alone in the room with the baby. And so the parents finally agreed to it, and they put the baby in a crib, and they let the four-year-old in the room, and they closed the door, but they stood, obviously, with their ear very close to the door. And they heard the four-year-old boy slowly walk over to the crib with his newborn baby brother and say softly to the baby, "I need you to remind me where we come from, what it was like. I'm starting to really forget." And when I heard this moving story that Mr. Rogers would say over so often, I thought to myself that that's probably one of the main roles of the tzaddikim in this world. The real tzaddikim, the real righteous souls, that they're here, seemingly they don't really fulfill the purpose for which the world was created. As Chassidus explains, it's us, it's the people that are really within the world that are part of the physical mundane reality. We fill the purpose for which the world was created, which is to bring God into the physical mundane world that we're a part of. The tzaddikim are never really part of that. But the purpose of the purely righteous is to be like those newborn babies that remind us where we come from, because many of us have forgotten. And it reminded me in particular of a specific niggun that the Lubavitcher Rebbe, a blessed memory, taught. It's called Nigun Shamil. If you're not familiar with the niggun, you should Google it, Shamil. It's called the Nigun Shamil. It's a Hasidic melody that actually was learned by Hasidim from Imam Shamil, who is a real historical figure that lived in the 19th century, was a political and religious leader of the Muslims of the Northern Caucasus that led the anti-Russian resistance in the war against the Tsar, against the Russian imperial government. And for years, the Russians were never able to conquer these tribes that lived in the mountains, these Caucasian mountains led by Shamil, until finally, they made a ruse. They had a plan, a very backhanded plan, where the Russian army leaders proposed to this imam, Shamil, a false peace treaty. They said, we're going to lay down our arms, let's make peace. And so Shamil said, okay, he came to make peace with the Russians. And when they lured him away from his stronghold, they captured him, they imprisoned him, and they put him in jail. They knew by destroying the leader of these tribes, the Russians knew they would be able to destroy the rest of the tribes also. And this imam, Shamil, who was used to the wide, expansive, beautiful vistas of living up on top mountains, was all of a sudden confined to a dark, small prison cell. And as this leader, Shamil, would stare out the window of his small, narrow cell, he would remember his days of liberty, of freedom, his days of being able to go on top of the mountains, the high, beautiful, airy mountains. And he would realize his current state of helplessness and exile, the dire straits he was in, his plight, and he would yearn and miss and reflect on the old freedom that he had, yearning to return to his previous position of glory and power. And this melancholy niggun, he would start singing a song as he was yearning for those wide, vast mountains. He started singing a song, and this song became the Nigun Shamil. Because Hasidim understood that this same feeling of forgetting where we come from, of yearning, somehow our soul is wanting to taste again that place where it came from, the wide open spaces of God's infinite light, which are the ultimate mountains of reality, Har Hashem, the mountains of God. The soul yearns from that, and that's why there's a whole genre of nigunim by Hasidim called nigune ga'guim, melodies of yearning, melodies of longing. They're nigunim, they're melodies that give song to the consistent striving and yearning of what the soul wants, just like that Imam Shamil, the soul wants to break out of the confines of the mundane and the real. And hear the tzaddikim tell us where we come from, what it was like, just like the four-year-old said to the little baby. May we hear this yearning of our souls. May we give ear to this feeling, this longing that our souls are going through all the time, and thereby live our lives in such a way of returning our souls back to God through studying Torah and doing mitzvahs, when we once again experience that closeness of God, which will be revealed for all eternity in this physical world, when this prison cell will be transformed into a place where the infinite God will be revealed with the coming of Mashiach.